Chapter 9, Driving Under the Influence. Alcohol is an intoxicating beverage that, when consumed, can slow brain functions, affect information processing, and delay hand-eye coordination. Combining alcohol with driving, especially over the legal limit of 0.08, can increase the likelihood of a crash from 5 times up to 30 times, according to a 2015 federal study. In 2016, alcohol-related crashes were a factor in over 31% of Nevada's roadway fatalities. Drugs are generally defined as a substance in medicine or any substance used in the creation of medicine. The term drug can also mean an illegal substance whose production or use is prohibited or strictly controlled by prescription. Both types of drugs can greatly affect your motor skills and impair your ability to think and react. You should not attempt to drive if under the influence of such drugs. With the legalization of marijuana in 2017 in Nevada, it is still unlawful for any person to drive or be in actual physical control of a vehicle on a highway or on premises to which the public has access with an amount of marijuana in their system greater than 2 nanograms per milliliter of blood or 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood for marijuana metabolite. From 2012 to 2015, alcohol and drugs contributed to 4,651 total injury crashes, 7,022 non-serious injuries in a crash, and 445 serious injury crashes in the state of Nevada. Nevada laws on driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs are tough. Under these laws, there are two types of penalties. Administrative. An action taken against a driver by the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles, regardless of the court findings. And criminal, action taken by the court system. Under Nevada's new implied consent law, if an officer suspects you are driving under the influence, you will be asked to take blood, breath, or urine tests. If you fail to submit to these tests, your license, permit, or privilege to drive will be revoked pursuant to Nevada Revised Statute 484C.220, and you will not be eligible for a license, permit, or privilege to drive for a period of 1 year following the first offense, or 3 years if your driving privilege has been revoked in the prior 7 years for failure to submit to the officer-directed tests. An officer may also direct that blood samples be drawn, even on a first offense. Under Nevada's illegal per se law, if chemical tests show an alcohol concentration of 0.08% or more, or any detectable amount of a controlled substance, your driving privilege will be revoked. If you are under the age of 21 and a chemical test shows an alcohol concentration of 0.02% but less than 0.08%, your driving privilege will be suspended. This is an administrative penalty, and the officer can take your license immediately. Note, even though an alcohol concentration of 0.08% is used as a guide, you can be arrested and convicted with a lower level. Anytime you lose your license, you can ask for an administrative hearing through the Department of Motor Vehicles. Penalties for DUI. Administrative or illegal per se actions. If you have 0.08% alcohol concentration or a detectable amount of a controlled substance in your blood, or 0.04% or more but less than 0.08% if you hold a commercial driver's license, your driver's license is revoked for 90 days. You may be required to file an SR-22 Proof of Financial Responsibility, see Chapter 6, and criminal penalties may be imposed. If you have 0.02% alcohol concentration for drivers under 21 years of age, driver's license is suspended for 90 days. You may be required to file an SR-22 Proof of Financial Responsibility, see Chapter 6, and criminal penalties may be imposed. Criminal actions. For a first DUI offense, a driver's license is revoked for the remainder of an unserved administrative 90-day revocation. After half the revocation period has been completed, a restricted license may be issued. A jail sentence of 2 days to 6 months or 96 hours of community service. A fine of $400 to $1,000. Payment of tuition for DUI school, average cost $150. May be ordered to attend a program of treatment when the concentration of alcohol in your blood or breath is 0.08% or more. For a second DUI offense within 7 years, driver's license revoked for remainder of an unserved administrative one-year revocation, not eligible for a restricted license. A jail sentence or residential confinement of 10 days to 6 months. Fine of $750 to $1,000. 100 to 200 hours of community service. Possible vehicle registration suspension. And may be ordered to attend a program of treatment or be placed under clinical supervision of a treatment facility for up to 1 year. For subsequent DUI offenses within 7 years. Driver's license revoked for remainder of an unserved administrative 3-year revocation. A restricted license may be issued. Contact your local DMV office for more information. Prison sentence of 1 to 6 years. Fine of $2,000 to $5,000. Possible vehicle registration suspension. And may be ordered to attend a program of treatment for a minimum of 3 years. For a DUI causing death or serious injury. Driver's license revoked for the remainder of an unserved administrative 3-year revocation. Prison sentence of 2 to 20 years. Fine of $2,000 to $5,000. If you have a commercial driver's license, any detectable amount of alcohol can affect your driving privilege. More severe DUI penalties also apply, including lifetime disqualification from commercial driving. Beginning October 1, 2018, first-time DUI offenders will serve a minimum license revocation period of not less than 185 days. Driving privilege can be immediately reinstated if a driver's license with an ignition interlock restriction is issued and an ignition interlock device is installed in any vehicle the motorist operates at his or her own expense. DUI laws for young drivers. Tough DUI laws also apply to young drivers. A licensed driver under the age of 18 found by juvenile court to have been driving under the influence of alcohol or a controlled substance will have his or her license suspended for 90 days. A driver under the age of 18 who is found by juvenile court to have been driving under the influence, or a driver under the age of 21 who is convicted of a DUI, will be required by the court to undergo evaluation for alcohol or drug abuse. Based on the evaluation report, the judge may order alcohol or drug treatment for the offender. Additionally, beginning October 1, 2018, young drivers will be subject to the same 185-day license revocation period and reinstatement options as drivers over the age of 18. See the ignition interlock information on the previous page. Other DUI laws. Nevada's open container law makes it illegal to have alcoholic beverages which have been opened in the driver or passenger areas when a vehicle is being driven. It does not apply to the living quarters of motorhomes or house trailers or to the passenger areas of commercial buses, limousines, or taxis. If you are found guilty of a DUI offense and you had passengers under the age of 15 in the vehicle you were driving, the court will consider that as an aggravating factor in determining your sentence. If you plead guilty or are found guilty of DUI and a chemical test was conducted, the court will impose an additional $60 fine to cover the costs of the chemical analysis. Clues that a driver may be under the influence or impaired. Knowing what to look for in another driver's behavior may keep you from being a DUI victim. If you see a driver doing any of the following, watch out. These are all clues to driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Making a turn too widely. Using two lanes or straddling the center lane. Almost hitting someone or something. Weaving or drifting from one side of the lane or road to another. Driving off the road or going straight through turn lanes. Driving too slowly for the speed limit and traffic conditions. Stopping in traffic without a reason. Following too closely. Driving with the tires on the lane markers or center line. Erratic braking, such as riding the brakes, using the brakes for no reason, or braking in an uneven, jerky way. Driving into oncoming traffic. Responding slowly to traffic signals. Sudden changes in speed. Turning abruptly or illegally. Driving at night with headlights off or swerving to correct course. Note, You can report a suspected drunk driver or any highway emergency on a cellular phone anywhere in Nevada by dialing *NHP, that's *647. Did you know, in 2005, 159 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes. That equates to 37% of all fatalities, 2% under national figures.